The Bandero Traditional Healing Society hosts its fourth annual cultural camp leading up to the National Indigenous Peoples Day on June 21st. Cheryl Whiskey Jack, Executive Director of Bandero, talks about what people can expect when they come on down to the event.
We're very happy to be gathered in person again after 2 years of obviously not being gathered. This is actually our fourth culture camp here at Bandero. It's starting today and it's happening over the next 4 days, but we're taking Sunday off because it's Father's Day. So today is for our staff and the partners that we work very closely with, and we're calling today a homecoming because we haven't been largely together for a while now. Saturday will be for families and community to come out, and so we're going to have a number of really wonderful activities for community to come and experience teachings and culture. We're going to have a naming ceremony on Saturday. We're going to have a sweat lodge ceremony every day of the camp. And as well as the teachings that are going on in the, we have 8 teepees out in the north and south field here at Parkdale School. And all of them will be filled with a knowledge keeper or an elder that's here to share their gifts and their teachings with our visitors.
One of the elders that will be giving teachings at the event is Dr. Reg Croshew from the University of Calgary's Indigenous Engagement. He says that it's important for him to pass on his message of "Don't let my smudge go out" to those who will visit the event.
It's important to carry my grandmother and my grandfather's message, especially when they say, "Don't let my smudge go out." And I would take that as a system language that says, "Don't let my system practices go out," because it's through those practices we're going to access knowledge, whether oral systems that access oral knowledge or written systems that access written knowledge. But it's the system that is so important, and I hope it gives the visitors here today confidence that they can work with both systems, the oral and the written system.
Lloyd Yellowbird, Senior Manager for Bandero, talks about what they will have in store on National Indigenous Peoples Day on June 21st.
The same morning at from 10 a.m. till 1, we'll have our National Indigenous Peoples Day here. So we'll have some dancers, a hoop dancer here. We'll have some bannock on a stick for the kids, some crafts and stuff for the kids to take home with them. And again, that's another learning opportunity for our students that come here from different schools, and to have it really based, basically end on National Indigenous Peoples Day.
For CFWE News, I'm Daniel Barker-Tremblay.